Welcome. Volumes of Value presents insightful reviews of nonfiction books. Expand your horizon with our select list of books which impact society. This episode reviews Discourse on Voluntary Servitude by Étienne de la Boétie, published posthumously 1577. Download from Online Library of Liberty. About the author. Étienne de la Boétie, 1530 to 1563, received a law degree from the University of Orléans in 1553. His great contribution to political thought was written while he was a student. The manuscript of his discourse was widely circulated in intellectual circles, but never published by him. His teacher there was Anne de Bourg, who was burned at the stake in 1559 for heresy, a Huguenot martyr. He was appointed to the Bordeaux Parlement in 1554. There he was a colleague and friend of Michel de Montaigne, the famed essayist. When Montaigne became a member of Parliament in 1559. About the book. Reuters had attacked tyranny, but La Boétie delves especially deeply into its nature, and into the nature of state rule itself. This fundamental insight was that every tyranny must necessarily be grounded upon general popular acceptance. In short, the bulk of the people themselves, for whatever reason, acquiesce in their own subjection. For La Boétie, the central problem of political theory is why in the world do people consent to their own enslavement? He cuts to the heart of what is, or rather should be, the central problem of political philosophy, the mystery of civil obedience. Why do people in all times and places obey the commands of the government, which always constitutes a small minority of the society? To La Boétie, the spectacle of general consent to despotism is puzzling and appalling. His celebrated and creatively original call for civil disobedience, for mass nonviolent resistance, as a method for the overthrow of tyranny stems directly from two premises. One, the fact that all rule rests on the consent of the subject masses, and two, the great value of natural liberty. He stated, quote, "Resolve to serve no more," he says, "and you are at once freed. I do not ask that you place hands upon the tyrant to topple him over, but simply that you support him no longer. Then you will behold him like a great colossus whose pedestal has been pulled away, fall of his own weight and break in pieces," end quote. Endorsements. Leo Tolstoy's Letter to a Hindu, which played a central role in shaping Gandhi's thinking toward mass nonviolent action, was heavily influenced by La Boétie. See Leo Tolstoy, The Law of Love and the Law of Violence, New York, Rudolph Field Publishers, 1948. This book's popularity is demonstrated in the fact that its Amazon rank is number 64 in the category Political Freedom, customer reviews rated 4.7 out of 5 stars. Please like, share, and follow, subscribe,